With polls showing a close race in so many states, there's no shortage of options for where the candidates should spend their time. So how do they figure out where to go, and how nimble can they be in the last stage of the campaign? For help, we've brought in two experienced political hands. Jennifer Palmieri was press secretary for Democrat John Edwards in the primary this year, and she worked on the Kerry Edwards campaign in 2004. Jennifer, welcome.
Thanks, Melissa.
And Kevin Madden was press secretary for Republican Mitt Romney's campaign in the primary this year. He also worked on the George Bush campaign 4 years ago. Thanks for coming in, Kevin.
Great to be with you.
And at this stage, Kevin, how far in advance does a campaign decide where a candidate should go?
Well, I think this is the part of the campaign where that decision-making forecast narrows to probably about 48 hours. Because at this point right now, you're trying to affect your turnout models. You're trying to affect areas that are going to be the backbone of how you win certain states. And it also has to do with some of the states that you may be behind in, that you need for the electoral math. And you need to make sure that your candidate gets there to shore up some of your numbers in order to win. So a lot of it is made on whether it was a red state in 2004 or a blue state in 2004, and whether or not your numbers are where they need to be in those states.
And Jennifer, wouldn't though you need a certain amount of time to be able to set up an event that won't look terrible? You need to generate a crowd. You need to make sure you have a venue that'll work.
Yeah, you do need some warning, although the closer you get, I think the more that the days all blend into one and the candidate is really engaged in a nonstop fly around for the last at least 48 hours. And you're touching down and just doing tarmac events in airports, and that doesn't require that much setup. But we're nearing the period where this is no longer about persuasion, but about, as Kevin said, getting the vote out and about energizing your base and your supporters. You know, one thing that we have always kept in mind when I worked for President Clinton and the Kerry campaign is you don't want to take resources away, too. I mean, sometimes you say to a state, we want to send the candidate in 36 hours before the election, and the staff don't want that because they have their volunteers doing get-out-the-vote activities, and you're taking resources away. So it's another thing that you have to balance because it does take a lot of staff time.
Yeah, to the naked eye, it would seem that there is just, decide on a place and you show up, but there are so many different considerations taken into account when you do decide the schedule.
You can also learn a whole lot by where the candidates are not going. You can either assume they've written a state off, or they assume they have it in the bag. They don't need to be there.
I mean, that is the one thing that doesn't lie, is the candidate's schedule. And if you look to see where they're actually, you know, the McCain campaign says they're competing in a lot of places, but there's a lot of states that they haven't been to.
Right.
And I think that speaks more to where they actually think that they can win,
right,
even more so than where they spend
right.
money.
And very oftentimes, this is the part of the campaign where you see a lot of head fakes as well. A campaign that is up will be able to go into a state like North Carolina because they have that additional money advantage. They have that time advantage, and they can force another campaign to spend their resources and time there. I remember in 2004, the numbers in New Jersey were not where they ordinarily are for a Democrat candidate. Usually a Democrat candidate at this time in New Jersey would be up in double digits. And once those numbers came into single digits, President Bush made a trip just over the border from Philadelphia into southern New Jersey. And then the Kerry campaign had to send John Edwards there towards the end of the campaign, which is quite odd that you would be playing defense in a place like New Jersey. In the end, we had very little belief that we were going to be able to win New Jersey, but it helped us push a meta-narrative at that point that we were the campaign that was driving the contours of the race.
A meta-narrative.
And if you look at where Obama has been in the past few days, Florida, Virginia, going to Indiana tomorrow, and then going to Nevada after he goes to Hawaii, those are not states, certainly 4 years ago, that we would have thought the Democratic nominee would be spending the last couple of weeks of the campaign. Those are not states that had previously been in play. It gets to a point in terms of setting the candidate's schedule. You wake up, your pollster tells you where to go. I mean, it gets to be that point. You look at the overnight polls and say, we got to go. And in some ways, it's definitely the fun part when you're ahead anyway.
Looking ahead at this shrinking calendar, say a day, 2 days before Election Day, Jennifer, where would you expect to see the candidates?
I would expect to see Obama in Florida and Obama in Ohio. And I guess you would see McCain in Pennsylvania.
I think that's right. I would expect Senator McCain to spend the last 48 hours between Cleveland and Pittsburgh up in the Midwestern states and probably along that I-4 corridor of Florida.
And Barack Obama?
Barack Obama, I would expect that he's going to be on offense in Virginia and also in Florida.
Well, Kevin Madden, Jennifer Palmieri, thanks to you both.
Thank you.
It's Kevin Madden of the Glover Park Group and Jennifer Palmieri of the Center for American Progress, both here in Washington.